You are listening to
TalkLine Network Radio, America's longest-running Jewish broadcast network, the voice of the Jewish community.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mast's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, mothers and fathers aligned, saving kids, kids of all ages and all stages for all mental health struggles, including addiction. If you know somebody that needs a referral for a therapist, an inpatient or outpatient program, or even a parent Zoom support group, please give us a call at 718-758-0400. I'll repeat the number. You may want to jot it down for yourself, a loved one, a neighbor, or someone you usually would sit next to in shul. Again, our number is 718-758-0400. Tonight, I am really excited about having a little special different kind of show. And that is that I am going to introduce the famous world-renowned singer for women, Dubby Bam. Thank you for coming on. Hi, Dubby.
Hi, thank you so much for inviting me. It's really an honor to be here.
Thank you for making the time. And Dubby, most people know that I don't usually interview singers. So I want to share with my listeners why tonight is so special, because Dubby Bam actually made a song called Beautiful. And I want her to talk all about that special song, that mask sponsored. So, Dubby, tell us, why don't you tell us first about yourself so people know where you're from and what made you become a singer, and then we'll go to the song.
Okay, thank you so much. That's a great question, because I figured, you know, your whole show is therapists and everything to do with mosque. So people would probably wonder, why am I on the show? So let me just give a bit of background. I am British. I moved to New York 7 years ago. And right after I moved, I went into the professional music industry and decided to start performing. I always sang since I'm like 2 years old, but I only went into it professionally 6 years ago. And I decided that I want to, you know, I have so much inside me that I want to share, like, messages I'm passionate about, and I really wanted to share them with the world, but it's not always easy to do that as a female singer, since we don't sing at weddings. So a different way to, you know, share your music instead of singing at weddings is by going into a recording studio and recording yourself, and that's a way to share the music as a firm female singer. And it definitely comes with challenges because I, you know, call Isha, I can't have men hear me sing. So there's definitely lots of challenges along the way, and with rabbinical guidance and support of other female singers, we talk to each other, we ask each other advice, and that is a really a big part of the career itself. And Baruch Hashem, you know, I'm still young, I'm in my 20s, and I think this is just the beginning. I think there's a long road ahead. I'm really excited of what is to come. I'm currently recording an album, my first solo album. So that's really exciting as well.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah. I want you to tell my listeners what inspired you about the song Beautiful. Like, what led you to write it?
Okay, sure. So the song Beautiful has been on my mind for about 3 to 4 years after my little girl was born 4 years ago. I was struggling with my self-image since I gained 100 pounds after birth, and it was really difficult for me to be able to see myself ever being happy with my weight and performing on stage. You know, normally you think of singers, you think of the Barbie model singers on stage, and it was just really difficult for me to ever see myself being in public, showing my face. And I was just thinking, you know, I'm probably not the only person that is having these thoughts. I'm sure there are many women and girls out there that struggle with image, and especially like people that are going through motherhood, that their body changes and you're not the same little girl that you were. And, you know, I was trying diets, exercising, but these things don't work for everyone. And you could be really healthy, but your weight is not changing. And that's when it hit me that there are so many teenage girls that I have met along the way with my performances. I sing at camps and schools, and I've spoken to lots of teenagers. I ran the Brooklyn Girls Choir. I closed it down, but when I ran it, I would speak to the teenagers, you know, individually, and a lot of them were struggling with their weight, and it leads to eating disorders. And I was really seeing that this is like a big problem. And eating disorders is a big mental health issue out there, especially in the teens. And I was like, wow, I need to put this, all my feelings, into a song, because I feel like there's such a positive message that can come out of my struggles to help other people. And that's when I decided to compose a song about being beautiful. No matter what you look like, everyone is beautiful because Hashem created you like that. You don't have to try to be someone else. And there's so many other topics, you know, to do with this. When you hear the word beautiful, you might think it's a very external song about beauty, but it's really not. It's so deep, and it's all about being able to accept yourself, that Hashem created you like that, and everyone has a purpose on this world, and it's nothing to do with the external, and you can still feel beautiful and look beautiful if you accept that you are okay, and if people around you accept that. And that is why I want to, you know, stop that stigma of Jewish clothing stores making the sizes so small and the girls feel very inadequate. And that's when I was like, I need to write a song. And then I started writing a song 3 years ago, and it was very hard to write the song. There was just, it wasn't coming out like I wanted it to, because there's so many points I wanted to bring out in there. So I decided to reach out to other people to help me write the song. So I reached out to my brother, who is a big music producer, Gershie Schwartz. And I asked him if he can help me, and he was like, sure, I'll help you with the music production. But I needed someone to help me with the lyrics and the composition. So I reached out to a girl who used to be in my choir. She's called Esty Rosenberg from Williamsburg. And she was very talented when she was in my choir. And I said, come to my house. I'm a qualified pianist. I said, we're going to sit down at the piano. We're going to compose this song together with her help. I'll tell her everything I'm feeling and we'll do it together. And that's what we did. It was two nights. We sat together and we wrote the song together. And that's how the song was born. And then I was like, wow, we need to do a music video. It's not good enough just for audio. You know, people need to see the song. And that is where the inspiration came for that's where it was born, this song.
Right. And that is how you ended up collaborating with Mask.
Exactly.
But before we go to that, I just want to add that Heshy Rubin in 2002 wrote a song for Mask, What Are We Gonna Do With Our Children? And Shlomi Dex sang it, and we put out a CD back in 2002. So we have done this before. So when Dubby Bam reached out to me, I said, absolutely, the message is what Mask is all about. And that is why you came to us, isn't it?
Yes, and there's even more to why I came to you. That is because I have worked with you in the past. We did a big concert in Crown Heights a year ago. And that's when I got to know what MOSC does and all the incredible things that you do working with teenagers. And I was like, wow, this organization is so incredible and making change in the Haimaisha communities here. And that is when I was like, because I already worked with you in the past, I knew you're the right organization and I met you already. So it was really, I was very excited when you said, yes, you're interested and that the message vibes with MOSC and it really aligns perfectly well.
Absolutely. So just to let everyone know, a year ago, we did a mother-daughter concert in Crown Heights in Base Rivka. We had hundreds of moms and daughters dancing the evening away with Debbie's beautiful voice. And it was a wonderful concert. So anyone interested, by the way, in hearing this song, Beautiful, please go online. You can hear it. You want to say where they can get it, please?
Of course. So the video is on YouTube and also on this new Jewish website called 24/6 for those who don't have YouTube. It's also on Tovido, which is a children's app, which was opened by a Chabad couple. It's really cool. Old kosher videos on there. We put it on there as well. And it's also on audio on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, YouTube Music. It's everywhere. You just type up Beautiful Debbie Baum and it will come up and you'll see MOSC's name written over there. And the visuals are really the best because that's where you actually see the song come alive. And you see, we mentioned eating disorders inside the video, which is amazing.
Absolutely. And you know, you say about going to the store and buying dresses and how difficult it is, you know, peer pressure, whether you're underweight and you have an eating disorder or overweight and struggling with disordered eating, whatever it may be, our message is you are beautiful. And like you said, the best way to listen to the song is to also see it. So yeah, I do recommend you go on. And once you do, you won't be able to get that song out of your head. It's going to just keep replaying in your head over and over again because it's great lyrics, great music, fun video to watch, and an important message. So Debbie, I'm wondering, do you want to share, you know, were there any specific, you know, times that you were creating the visual that you struggled with anything doing it?
Were there any challenges? I want to share a very quick story. When actually after the song was released, there was a mother who reached out to me and it was released right before camp started a few, 3 months ago. And a mother reached out to me and she said, I want to just tell you, your song came out yesterday. My daughter is going to camp tomorrow. And it came out at the exact time when it needed to, because my daughter was crying. She said she doesn't want to go to camp. She's a teenager. She's a little bit chubby. And she said she can't face going to camp because everyone's just going to make fun of her. She doesn't feel comfortable in her own skin. And your song came out. She watched the video and she started crying. And she said, Debbie thinks that I'm beautiful. And I can do this, and I am beautiful, and I'm going to go to camp. And her mother said this was unbelievable. She did not know, like, what happened, but that was an amazing story. That if it inspired one little girl, then that is worth it just for that, to put it out. And I would say with the visuals, it was hard because I wanted the visuals to come out in a very sensitive way. I didn't want it to be triggering or like harsh, because I wanted it to be child friendly so that little 5-year-olds can watch it. So that was something I struggled with, to make sure that the visuals are very pleasing to the eye and not too difficult and triggering. And I worked with a really good team, Shlomo Rifkin, and they really helped me script it out and make sure that every part that we recorded with the actresses was very refined and not over the top and exaggerated. It was just where it had to be.
So what message now, before Yontif, people are shopping, you know, they're getting new winter clothes, Yontif clothes, they look in the mirror, they see themselves based on the world around them, based on their friends and peer pressure. What message do you want to share tonight if somebody's listening to, so we could make a difference, or even one person listening tonight?
Of course. So I remember when I was a teenager in high school, every year, Rosh Hashanah, everyone would come to school and say, this year's resolution, I'm going to go on a diet and lose weight. And that was like a thing. Every Rosh Hashanah, it was like, I have a fresh chance, and this year I can get two sizes smaller. And we're talking about kids that were not big, like, just, they were good, healthy size. And I want to say that no one should make that kind of resolution. Your resolution for this year should be, I want to learn how to accept myself and be happy with the way I am. That should be a resolution, not that I want to be two sizes smaller. And that is what I want to say tonight about coming to the new year now of Rosh Hashanah.
Right. Very important message. Something that we should know should be all year round, not only Rosh Hashanah. But I would suggest, moms and dads, if you're listening to this show, please, teachers, friends, please get this video, this music to people, to young adults. Don't wait until there's a problem. Let's get it to them early on. It is called Isha. Please be sensitive to that. Share it with the young kids today. It, like Debbie said, five-year-olds could listen to it, because the earlier we make them feel and believe in themselves that they are beautiful, no matter what shape or size they are, the less issues they may face in the future. So let's get everyone out there singing the song, knowing the song, sharing the words. Buy it as a gift. To have, you know, a daughter or whatever, send her a little note. I want to get you this little gift. Here's a link. Could you listen to the song before you end? Whatever.
100%. Yes. Right. And by the way, it's, this gift is, it's free to watch. Watch
Correct.
On YouTube. It doesn't cost any money. And they're going to get a lesson that no one else might have taught them, and just to show them that they're valuable and they're loved and they're perfect the way Hashem created them. There's nothing that they need to change about the way they look.
Right. So you can send a card, a message to anybody, a sister, a friend, a neighbor, and send the link with it and wish them a happy and a healthy new year. So let's all share the link. Let's get it and share it, so that we can make somebody feel good about themselves, no matter what size they are, what shape they are, because we all are beautiful in our own way.
I love that, Rahama. That was beautiful. And for anyone that has boys in the house, I suggest, you know, you let your child listen to on headphones or AirPods.
Absolutely. Great idea. So, Debbie, what's next for you, you know, now that you released Beautiful? Do you have any future projects coming up to share with some fans?
Yeah, so I'm very passionate about the mental health field specifically, and I would really love to dive into more topics within the mental health field, especially for young teenagers, young mothers, and hopefully create more songs that inspire people in that way, or just give people a hug, you know, when they're listening to it, they feel like they're not alone. That is something that I really want to continue doing. And the next thing on the list is really, no one knows yet, but if you're listening to this radio show, then you'll find out that I'm actually working on a full album of 10 new original songs. So be excited for that. Yeah.
Very exciting. And yes, I just want to mention out here to everyone that Mask, we are in our 26th year, over 121,000 families. Please, all calls are strictly confidential. Pick up the phone, call with whatever struggles you may be going through, and we will connect you to the right organization, therapist, group, whatever it is you may need, even a child that is not in school yet, sadly, please give us a call. We'll connect you to the Yeshiva liaison. And again, I just want to ask you, Debbie, what feelings do you hope the audience will have after they watch the video?
So if it's a mother that is watching it, I really hope that if she ever had feelings that, you know, maybe her daughter is not good enough or doesn't look like all the other kids, I really hope she learns to love her kid and accept the kid, because kids feel what their parents believe. And if a kid sees that the parents love them unconditionally, the kid themselves will grow up with that accepting feeling, and it won't run into issues further along the way. And if you're a friend, a sister, a grandmother, just make sure that the people around you feel loved and accepted with the way they look. Don't make comments to someone when you meet them after they had a baby. Don't say like, oh my God, you look so good and skinny. Don't even say that comment, because there might be someone sitting next to that lady that didn't lose weight after her baby and feels horrible about herself now. Or if you meet a girl that is, you know, a Kala, and you say to her, wow, you look so skinny, don't say that, because her best friend might be standing right next to her that is not skinny, and she might feel awful about herself and be thinking to herself, I'm never going to get a shidduch. So please be mindful to everyone around you, and skinny is not a compliment. Everyone looks beautiful the way they are, and the world is meant to be full of different type of people from all shapes and sizes. We're not supposed to be clones.
Absolutely. Debbie, I'm wondering if you can share the words to your song, please, so that if there's anyone on that wants to hear it from you, if you can share those words, please, the lyrics.
You want the whole song, or should I pick out a paragraph?
Nope. I want the whole song.
The whole song. Okay, let's do that. So it's, every day as I stand on the sidelines, too afraid to let this be my time, looking at myself unsure, insecure to look at my reflection, filled with doubt and rejection, push aside the fear because I belong right here. I know I am worthy, stand proud. This is who I'm meant to be. Here I am breaking free. Then the chorus is, this is your crown, show who you are, stand up with confidence for who you are. You were created by the one, you are beautiful the way you are. And then looking at others, you wonder, do they feel confident and stronger? Each one a diamond in the rough. Perceive others the way you would want to. Be respected by those who know you. Charm your way into this breakthrough. And then I know I am worthy, stand proud. This is who I'm meant to be. Here I am breaking free. And then stay strong, because you know you can achieve it. You are beautiful, just believe it. And this is your crown, show who you are. Stand up with confidence for who you are. You were created by the one, you are beautiful the way you are.
Well, it says it all. It absolutely says it all. And the words are so meaningful. And then when you watch the dancing, you want to tell my listeners where you videoed it, please?
Yes, sure. We partnered up with American Dream Mall, and they gave us the entire mall to film it at. And we used lots of places in the mall. We used the cafeteria. We used the address, which is a new From Shopping clothing store. And we used a big colorful room. And I had also one of the girls from my Brooklyn Girls Choir, a limonist, that was the choreographer. And we had a whole team of people, all different ages, all different stages in life. And it was absolutely an incredible day of filming. It couldn't have been done without any of them. Like, I couldn't have ever done it alone. It was only be able to, you know, go out to the public because of the entire village that helped me release this, including Mosque.
Well, I say that it does take a village, right?
Yeah.
I want to add that you said there are all different kinds of people. There were also different size people.
Yes.
On the video. And that is what was so amazing. So please, again, I'm encouraging you, go on, listen to Dubby Bam's song On Beautiful, sponsored by Mask. And the message is so important. And even if your child is not struggling with a weight issue, send them the song. You never know what they may have so low self-esteem about something. You never know how it could make them feel better, or they may think of someone that they could share this song with and make a difference. Now, especially before Rosh Hashanah, let's share it. Let's get it out there. Let everybody hear it. And I want to thank you, Debbie, for reaching out to Mask, partnering with the same vision of reaching the cloud in whatever way we need to help with all mental health struggles. So thank you so much. And I am looking forward to doing more projects with you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's been such a pleasure and an honor. And I just want to add one more point. As you were saying, that it's not only for people that struggle with weight. There is a segment in the video of someone looking in the mirror with blemishes on their face and birthmarks and pimples. And that is almost every teenager and girl and woman out there is always self-conscious about their face. And that was a big part of the video as well, just to feel comfortable in your own skin and not to worry about it because you look beautiful anyway.
Absolutely. Thank you. So it's great having you on, Debbie, and I hope to have you on again soon to share good news about other programs and events and surprises that we collaborate with. Thank you again for coming on and wishing you and your family a Kedima Tova.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rahama. Thank you for everything that you're doing with Mask. It's absolutely incredible. The more I hear about what you do and the families that you're helping and the kids out there, it's really incredible. And I want to wish you and the entire Mask a Kasiva V'Chasima Teva and a Giga Bench year.
Amen. Thank you. And please consider to go online to maskparents.org so that we can continue with all our programs. And utfila utshuva utfila utzdak ma'avir nesroa hagzera. Please go online to maskparents.org and donate. Thank you, Debbie. I want to wish everyone a tzivuch simatova, a good kibbutz, a happy new year to all, a healthy new year to all. And always remember, hang in, hold on, and virtually still, hug tight. Tonight's show is in memory of Rivka Bas Yisroel. Thank you. Have a good night.
Best wishes for the new year from your friends at Marvid Poultry. For the last 60 years, Marvid Kosher Poultry has been providing the cleanest, finest, and tastiest chickens, turkeys, ducks, and Cornish hens for discriminating kosher customers. Marvid also has the most kosher supervision, including the OU, MK, and Isachdus as well. Gutyar and a Chag Kosher V'Sameach from Marvid Poultry. Ancient tradition, today's taste.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself. But now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Sponsored by Health Markets. 800-230-1386. 800-230-1386. 800-230-1386. That's 800-230-1386.